snakes melt to venom. We are empty hands, reaching towards the inevitable sky. Sweaty and naked beneath the weight of heavy disguise. We are dangling, controlled by puppets in a long lineage of string. A tangled web tied to the wind and oblivion. We are the smoke, and we are the fire. We are one part of need and 99 of desire. We are dancing to the beat of our invention, living vicariously through fever dreams. In the fourth dimension, we are blinking and bare, shivering in the shade of longing, tethered to the status quo and the wounds of wrong. We are rules and regulations and survival of the beast. We are blood diamonds, safe spaces, and long Christmas wishes. We are stuttered word in an awkward inflection. We are the plague, we are the infection. We are
stories, ideas, music, 2SER 107.3.
Christmas, we're back for another week here at the Gristle. It's Starvin' Marvin here, and I'm coming at you out live out of the radio stations 2SER 107.3. It's great to be here for the Gristle. On the line, I have Stormin' Norman. Hello, Stormin'. How are you? Are you still there?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
We've got Stormin' Norman. It's amazing through this technology way up there in the wilds of Lismore. And, of course, we've got the Punditoke. You there, Punditoke?
I am. I've made it out of the clutches of the killer koalas and drop bears that have been haunting Parliament this week.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about that. All this and more coming up on The Gristle. Yes, Gristle, another great week here. In the bear pit, the bear pit in New South Wales, but it's a koala bear pit now. And, of course, the ghost of John Barilaro. There's been a whale being eaten by sharks on the shore of Sydney town here. And it could have been John Barilaro, but we're not sure. Look, Punditaker, what do you think has been happening here?
Well, I think John Barilaro has always had a desire to be on the endangered species list. And I think he's dreams came true over the last 24 hours with the gnats having a spat, basically spitting the dummy, and basically wanted to show the coalition or show the Liberals who's boss. And unfortunately, they chose this unusual topic of koala bear conservation, some of the rules around trying to prevent people from chopping down all the habitat of koala bears to try and mount their last stand. And, it looks like it basically the Deputy Premier, it's ended up with koala droppings all over his face. Ugh. I must say, though, however, he certainly doesn't see it that way, does he, Stormin?
Stormin, what do you think the problem is here for John Barilaro? Is he picked the right bear? Is he the right bear in the bear pit?
I don't know if he's picked the right bear, but I can assure you, Starvin Marvin, that up here in the Northern Rivers this morning, there were some very, very nervous koala bears who were wondering about their future, and they were absolutely riveted to their TV screens watching ABC 24 this morning, but trying to find out what the hell was going on. And when John Barilaro emerged from that meeting looking somewhat chastened, there was a sigh of relief from the local koala population that just echoed off the hills around the Northern Rivers. And tonight, koalas are sleeping a lot easier than they did last night.
Apparently, the Barilaro actually offered his resignation once, twice, three times, who knows, and nobody would accept it. Is that the depth of talent that is in the National Party, Punditaker?
Yeah, look, and I was musing online that it's not unlike the fated Jonestown settlement in South America. It seems like the gnats have been drinking straight from the pond out the back, just near where they obviously do all the sheep dip, because they are in lockstep with the Deputy Premier here. So, it's not just a case of a rogue bear, as it were. Effectively, they're all grizzly bears down there in the Nats, and he's the first among equals. It is extraordinary that essentially, let's just take stock of what happened yesterday. He wrote an op-ed saying basically that and made a series of statements saying they would not support the coalition, except for supply, unless this issue of the koala conservation regulations was revisited. Now, he chose this to make a stand, try and show that the Nats are going to stand up for people in the country. The Premier came back and said, well, if you're not going to be part of the government, you and all your colleagues are going to have to sit on the crossbench. You're going to be booted out of cabinet. You've got till 9 a.m. tomorrow morning to work out what your plan is. Barilaro and the brain trust of the Nat have a few neurons short of a cerebral cortex. In their cunning plan, decided that they would meet and then decide to back down. Yet they claimed as a victory. And I wonder, I ask you, Stormin Norman, how will this play for the Nats in the regions? And I ask this because Barnaby Joyce, who's the patron saint of the parliamentary wing of the Nats in New South Wales, said that there's no one else to lead the Nats basically, that even though Barilaro is Barnaby Light, they don't have any other options.
I think that you might be right, Pundertaker. There are no other options, which is why they're insisting that John Barilaro stay right where he is. And I'm starting to get the feeling that that's possibly the last thing he wants to be doing, and he's desperately trying to get out. Now, you'll remember, Starvin Marvin, that this isn't the first time that John Barilaro has tried to resign from the job. In fact, a few months ago, he was desperate to be the candidate for Eden Monaro so he could get the hell out of Macquarie Street. And how did that go? He failed again.
He created even more trouble. And I ask you, like, if you're going to be the Nationals member for Eden Monaro, wouldn't you want to be looking at a seat that had more than like a 5% vote in the previous election? The koala vote definitely is out the window. How on earth was he ever going to get up in Eden Monaro? The only person he had supporting him was Barnaby Joyce, and we know what that sort of support is going to do. But, you know, I don't get this. Like, how can you sit on the crossbenches, keep your cabinet positions, and not vote for anything that the government's putting up? I mean, if you're in cabinet, aren't you the government? Isn't that way things work? Have they heard of the Westminster system down in Cooma or wherever the hell he is?
Look, the Deputy Premier has for me. Don't forget, this is a man who apparently declined to preference the Libs ahead of Labor in the federal election in 2019.
Wouldn't you keep that to yourself? No.
Well, no, because people clearly want more of John Barilaro. He seems to think that we want to know what's going on in the inside of his head, because he sort of has this lack of a filter. But look, you know, I want to throw to you two about the New South Wales Labor leader Jodie Mackay has indicated that the Labor Party will try to push her a no confidence motion. Do we think
that everybody? She may as well do it for everybody.
Well, I do wonder whether it may pass. Apparently, one of the Nats is already going across the floor. Do we see this thing bubbling
away? It's a member for Port Macquarie and Koalas, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a serious question, though. The state could be going to an early election. We only had one last year. It's 2023. It could, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Look, just thinking aloud here, you know, what if we had to leave this great state because we just could not stand to have good government here, and you had to move up north, you'd have a bit of trouble, wouldn't you, Storm and Norman, getting across the Queensland border?
Well, this is very true. Very true indeed. In fact, I can't get across the border. If I wanted to go and do some shopping, perhaps at Pacific Fair or one of those beautiful shopping centres up there on the Gold Coast, I can't get through.
It is lovely, isn't it, Pacific Fair? Lovely enough.
Yeah, well, look,
but not open, of course, is the border. And of course, ScoMo's been very upset recently about some people who could not get to see their last few minutes of their father's funeral.
If you have a funeral, that's right.
Does sound a bit miserable, doesn't it?
But if you're an A-list Hollywood celebrity, apparently, Starvin Marvin, you can get in, because Tom Hanks has been given permission to go back to the Gold Coast to shoot the rest of his film that he's been shooting.
Yeah, he just managed to escape. He wants to come back. God. Blimey, Charlie.
But it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. I mean, shouldn't we have a bit of a bubble? We've got a bubble at Albury with Donga. Can't we have a bubble at Tweed Heads and Coolangatta?
Well, I think they're allowing people now who do live on the directly adjacent to the border. They've eased back restrictions on that. But if you're a bit further south, such as us here in Lismore, for example, we certainly get turned around.
It's the same old story for Lismore, isn't it, Storm? And you get shut out of everything up there. Nobody cares. Pun to take
shut out or flooded in. One or the other.
One or the other. But Punter Taker, you know, what's the situation here? Is there a bit of politics going on? I mean, there's going to be an election coming up in Queensland. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Look, and they are due to go to the polls very shortly. You know, I must say, Peter Dutton, you know, the
Mr. Compassion, yeah.
So, you know, he has been a champion of the hard border around Australia for years. He built his career, you know, being the top on the beat, closing borders, bringing up the drawbridge. And I'm very surprised that he's not in favour of Fortress Queensland. I mean, it strikes me as kind of thing that Peter Dutton would really go for, you know, at sort of all hours of the day. So I do wonder about maybe some double standards here coming from Dutton. I mean, is interesting, though...
I can't believe you're saying that. Double standards.
Undertaker.
Peter Dutton.
Undertaker. Can I just point out that Peter Dutton's point is all about consistency here. He's saying it should be one rule for ordinary people and the same rule for celebrities, unless, of course, they are arriving on a cruise ship. Then they can walk off and go straight up George Street. Or if they're coming into Queensland, they can go straight to Fortitude Valley and have a few shandies.
Oh, beautiful. Who wouldn't want that? We can't do it, of course, here in New South Wales, but we may be able to get to the Northern Territory quite soon because they're thinking about it.
But, you know,
It's a great thing for Daniel Andrews. The great has revealed, or has responded to revelations, that his chief health officer, Professor Sutton, was denied the role of state control, because he believed Professor Sutton had enough to get on with. Can you believe that?
Because he's daily media conferences to deal with. I think you can delegate that.
But a pundit taker, wouldn't it be handy to have someone in control in Victoria?
Oh, look, I think the state down there has been on an even course towards a Soviet style regime for a few years now. No, look, in all seriousness, I think there is a lot of white noise being generated by certain sections of the Fourth Estate on this, but actually, I would just point to what I understand the polls. And people want the lockdown, and you know, people understand it's hard, but
they love it. They love the lockdown. I haven't, you know. You know, suicides are up and, family violence is up. They're all having a great time in this lockdown.
It's just polling. Well, what's the alternative? Sending army trucks to collect a bunch of bodies
The Defence Minister offered all sorts of army hardware very early on, as I understand it. But of course, you know, this may be the case down there in Victoria. But of course, over the little pond there, President Donald J. Trump is how about that for a segue? Is having a grand old time. I think there's an election on there too. Him and Anastasia Palaszczuk should get together and swap a few notes. But he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize because he's such an old peacemonger.
I think it's only about time. And look. Well, sorry to jump in there, but you know I must.
Who nominated him?
Well, John Barilaro. Norwegian Parliament.
Peace in the forest.
Look, here is what I want to hear your thoughts on both. For all of Trump's failing, he may end up being the U.S. president with the lowest body count in history because he's too lazy to start a war. Whereas under Barack Obama, George Bush, Clinton, and so on, there were always major conflicts. Trump's too busy tweeting on the toilet while eating a Big Mac to even bother with
Haven't they got 100,000 deaths?
Oh, yeah, but look, they're all in
Isn't that a lot?
Count according to Trump.
I don't know. Storm and Norman, I think that's a fair bit. What do you think about this downplaying he had of the coronavirus pandemic? He knew how difficult things were going to be. And he knew how bad things were going to be. And he's just saying, well, you know, I just wanted to keep a lid on it.
Yeah, I didn't want to worry people.
That's the sort of guy he is.
He wants everyone to be happy.
He's got broad shoulders. He's going to look after it.
So it was an act of generosity.
He clearly thinks he should be in line for this. He's been talking about why he was robbed of the Nobel Prize for years. He's very exercised by the fact that Barack Obama received it. And I don't know whether you guys saw this, but apparently a video came out last week or the week before where Trump reenacted with a black actor him firing Barack Obama. I don't know if anyone saw this.
You're fired. Yeah, I did see that.
Basically, he had a role play where he fires Barack Obama. And look, I think at the end of the day, there's a lot in Trump's corner for the award of the Peace Prize. look, never say never.
Well, what do you think? Peace might break out. Is it going to break out in Portland, Oregon? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, people tune into the Grizz will know I'm no Trump fan, but if you look at the state of the world now, there are less wars going on now, as far as I understand it, than I think at any time in history, or, in the past 30, 40 years. And so, ironically, if Trump has a hand in that inadvertently, maybe he should receive the inadvertent Peace Prize.
Yeah, the inadvertent Peace Prize. But I've also heard it said that we're actually closest we've ever come to a nuclear conflict because of the number of players that have nuclear weapons.
No way! That is a rot, because clearly Vladimir Putin controls everything, so I don't see why there would be any nuclear conflict.
Yeah, you've got the people that run Iran. You've got the people that run Pakistan, India. You've got a lot more players now than you used to have than just France, England, and that's the club. So it does seem it is a bit of a problem out there. We might be looking at further down. So duck and cover. Watch out. Keep things safe, but of course, if we're all at home, I suppose we'll just have to try and find a very sturdy table to duck and cover under. Look, I think that's going to be about us for the Gristle this week. I'm Starvin Marvin, and Stormin Norman, this is hard to say. Thank you so much for coming down to us from Lismore, from the cloud.
Thank you very much. My
Beautiful.
Pleasure.
Oh, it's been great having you. And of course, Punditaker, you have to get back to your duties with the young girl there that you've got to be feeding. So I might leave you to that.
Actually, a baby.
Yes.
Like, it sounds a bit weird the way you put it.